What's up, guys? This is the Iron Sharpens Iron podcast. I am your host, Chris Whedon. Welcome to season 4. Man, thank you for everyone who has contributed to our community. Thank you to everyone who has supported our episodes, supported us on social media. It really means a lot to me to create something to pour back and to give back and have positive feedback from the community. So I really appreciate the text. I really appreciate people reaching out and saying, you know, I was able to take something from this episode and this is what I learned, right? Like I was able to relate to this specific story that you were telling. So this community is for us. It's for people who want to grow in community with each other, people who truly want to sharpen each other. When I started this podcast, it was to build a community that truly sharpens each other. And I want to make sure I'm doing the best job that I possibly can by being on the front lines and growing each and every day with each of you. So thank you for your support again. And like I said, it means the world to me. I want to start off this season with some truth, which, you know, I'm always truthful. I'm always honest when I'm on the podcast, but I want to let you all into my personal life with, you know, things that have been going on over the past year that I haven't really shared. And I had a friend tell me recently that, Chris, you typically don't share things in the moment. You share them after you've processed and worked through them. And after letting that marinate, you know, I've come to the realization that, you know, a lot of times I don't communicate the best way in the moment, right? Sometimes it takes me going off processing before I communicate. I know I've communicated wrongly or, you know, not in the best way in the past when it comes to certain things. And so I try to make sure now that I'm a little older, a little wiser, that I always respond appropriately to whatever is going on. And so I just chalk that up as wisdom now, instead of dumping whatever is going on in my life onto friends, onto family, onto this audience and this community, right? But, you know, for the past year, easily a year, maybe a little longer, you know, I've been going through a very deep depression. And, you know, it dawned on me when, I mean, I've had plenty of time to think about this. I am in therapy, and which some people frown upon. I think it was honestly the best thing that I could have done. Now I had to shop around because, you know, just because you're in therapy doesn't mean you're connecting with the right person. And so, I encourage whoever is thinking about, you know, speaking to somebody and maybe on the fence, shop around, right? They understand that people are human. But anyway, so I was going through a pretty dark times, and I didn't realize that, you know, it was really affecting my friendships. It was affecting my family and my relationships with these people. And not that I was necessarily aggressive or negative towards them. I think my light had dimmed, right? I think I was just in a place where I kind of became a recluse and didn't really want to leave, didn't really want to go out or do anything. And you'll hear during this season when I'm interviewing people, you'll hear me talk about, you know, I quit my job and now I'm finally free from the workforce. I'm building my own thing and life is good. And honestly, you know, at that period when I was sharing that, it was, At least I thought it was, anyways. But there was a lot of things I needed to learn. I think I jumped the gun on exiting my job, and so that's a part of growth, right? The beauty is I'm 32 years old, and so it didn't take long to recoup. But you know, last year, 2020 was a tough year for a lot of people. 2021 was actually one of the toughest years I've ever had in my life. And what I mean by that is, you know, we took a lot of L's, a lot of losses. And, you know, for starters, I lost my hero. I lost my granddad in October of last year. And that was, I had never lost anybody close to me, and I didn't know how to react. I didn't know how to grieve. And so I just pushed people away. I didn't want people to see people that relied on me for strength. I didn't want them to see me in pain. Right. I'm finally getting to the point where I can actually communicate this without crying. And so, I'm really holding it together right now, but, lost my granddad to, you know, he had some health issues, and then, you know, towards the end, he got COVID while he was in the hospital. And so it was very unfortunate. I'm super grateful I got the opportunity to, you know, FaceTime him and then fly down and actually be there. But by the time I arrived, he was on a machine, like the machine was breathing for him. Like it was already too late, but I'm glad that I was able to at least speak to him one more time. Outside of that, I lost like 27,000 minimum last year in the market. For those of you that know, I quit my job. I was just day trading. And things were good when they were good, and you get cocky, and things are bad when they're bad, and it's the market. And so you have to understand like the game that you're playing, and understand that there's a lot of people out there playing at a much higher level. And so it was a learning experience for me. I am not done learning in that arena and playing in that arena, but it did make sense for me to take a step back, go back to the drawing board, continue to study, and do what is necessary for me to move forward. But, you know, in addition to that, I hadn't seen my son since November. And so, you know, it just felt like there was a lot of things starting to pile on back to back to back. And I was like, I don't even know if I can take any more of this. And, you know, it got to the point where my grandmother was calling, you know, close friends of mine just to make sure I was good. And, you know, and for somebody that is looked to as the strong one or as the like person that we go to in the family, it was really like messing with me. It was really like breaking me to be at this point and not know when I was going to be able to actually move past that winter season, that dark period. But it got to the point where I finally just broke down, right? Like the only thing I literally could do was turn to the one and only person that my parents always told me to turn to when I don't have the strength, and that was God, right? And I literally couldn't do anything else. I remember getting in my car and putting Joel Osteen on XM radio, and literally didn't listen to anything else in my car for months. Like didn't listen. I wouldn't even take calls in the car. Like I literally was just like, I'm not turning anything on. If the car is on, Joel is on. Right. And for those of you that know, like Joel he pumps in a lot of positivity, a lot of strength into his messages as far as relating stories from the Bible and and tying them into what we individually go through today. And so I was diving into the Bible heavily. I was listening at one point, you know, when I was in the gym, I literally had motivation or like gospel or Christian like music on, like Christian rap, like whatever it was, but it was only things that would lift me up, because I didn't want to have anything negative come into my ear gate, and I didn't want to be watching anything negative. So I literally just put up a wall around me. And so I wasn't hanging out with people, and I wasn't watching things that would bring me down. I wasn't listening to anything that would bring me down. I was writing down my affirmations. For those of you that know me personally, you know, I have affirmations journal, and I was going in on that thing. You know, literally from like, I am strong and courageous, you know, I am beautifully and wonderfully made, or fearfully and wonderfully made, you know, just whatever I needed to write down that day to get me through, because I know I'm not the only one that's ever gone through depression, gone through anxiety. I know there are a lot of people that will listen to this and either be like, man, like, yeah, I was going through that last year, or they'll be in denial. And it is what it is. Like, you don't have to lie to me. Like, it's something that we all go through, and there's no point in feeling shame. There's no point in trying to hide. And that is something that I've realized this time, that there's no point in me pushing the people closest to me away, because they want what's best for me. They want to help me. And so if you're going through that, lean into those relationships. Those people are in your life for a reason. And if you feel like you have nobody, call me, text me, like, because I promise you, I've gone through it. You know, I didn't know when the switch was going to go off, like when I was going to bounce back or feel like myself again. Like, I literally just was relying on God to give me strength every day to get up, right? And get up and keep going. And one thing about me is I'm always trying to make sure that I'm doing what is necessary in order to make sure I don't get too far behind, even when I'm depressed. So a lot of people have a problem sticking to their routines when they go through depression. I didn't really have a problem with that. I still got up, still went to the gym. I was still reading. I was still doing these things, but my energy, my motivation was off. My energy was off. I probably did respond to some people not the best way. And to those people, I do apologize, and I've apologized to them already, but it was a dark season. And I can tell you that I was afraid for a while. Like, I was afraid that I wasn't going to get out. Like, that negative self-talk, you know, you're self-conscious regardless of what we're writing down and what we're telling ourselves to be positive. It is very difficult. If honestly, if anybody has mastered that, please let me know. Because I'm definitely working on that. But I was afraid. I was afraid to stay in that, because I was afraid of what would happen if I stayed there. But I do know, I can tell you now, like, even going through this and growing through this, like, no matter what we're growing through, like, God was always with me. Like, I never felt like he abandoned me. I just felt like I didn't have the energy. I didn't have whatever I needed, the strength, right? Like, you know, I made this decision to make my grandparents proud, to make my family proud. And then, you know, life happens, right? Then, you know, my granddad passes away. And if you've never experienced losing a family member or your parent, it sucks. That's the best way I can put it. And so you have to learn how to grieve. And I know I had to learn this now at 32 years old. And I'm grateful that I've learned it now and I'm able to apply what I've learned moving forward, because it's a part of life and I understand that. But I do believe I have the strength to be able to help friends and talk to them and you know, who are also going through that. And, you know, I'm grateful that I've been turning the corner. You know, I see the light again. I'm grateful to have my energy back. I'm grateful to be connected with some really cool people. I was just out in LA and super appreciative for that community and those friends that I was able to connect with and now do life with. And so I just want you to, I don't want you to listen to this episode and think this is like a woe is me. This is me just sharing, like, this is what I've been going through. And so if people have wondered why they haven't seen me, now you know. But I also want you to know, like, no matter what it is that we're going through, like, whether it's loss or addiction or pain and regret, like, you are not alone, okay? Like, you're not alone. God is with you. If you can't find the strength, turn to Him. If you're not a believer, I'm not sure where your strength comes from, but figure out where your strength comes from and do that, right? Like, I just want to make sure, like, you are encouraged and that you're able to move forward with your life, because that the light will shine again. Like, dark times do not last. And I'm a firm believer in that. And I know, like, if you have the strength, whatever you're going through, you have the strength to move past it. God gave you that strength. I know it because you're human. You're here. You've already overcome so much. So don't lose hope. Don't try to compare your journey to anybody else's, because we know comparison is the thief of joy. And so no need to compare. I just want you to know, like, the storm is coming to an end. The rain will stop and the sun will shine again. And we're going to switch it up now, because I know that was deep. There was a lot that I wanted to get off my chest. If you're still with me, thank you. Now, we have an awesome season for you. I have some amazing guests coming on, from business owners, entrepreneurs, you name it. So sit tight and just stay locked in with us this season, because I know you will be able to relate to some stories. I know you will be able to take something away from each and every episode that we are dropping. And then after this season is over, I have some exciting news for the future of the podcast. But I'm going to hold that. So y'all ain't ready for that yet. I thank y'all for tuning in. I love y'all. Thank y'all for always supporting. And until next time, peace.